The Gemara in Daf Chav Tes Samad Aleph has a stira. Rabasi says, "Betovelo hizkir sheila bevichas hashonim ein magzion asumim neshiachol omer b'shamei tefila." And yet, the Brisa, the Tosefta says that. If Tov lo hizkir sheila bevichas hashanim, then you do have to go back. So what is it? Do you have to go back for the same halamata, or do you not have to go back? So the Gemara initially wants to say maybe there's a chiluk between Yochanan and Tzibur. Then the Gemara comes around and says that no. Hadi idkar kodesh shemei tefila, hadi idkar basa shemei tefila. Question is, when did you remember? If you remember before shemei tefila, then of course just put the same halamata into shemei tefila. If you only remembered after shemei tefila, then you gotta go back to where machzirin also. What does that mean machzirin also? If you remember before Shema Tefila, there's no chazara. You're gonna put it in Shema Tefila. That's prospective. You're gonna be getting up to Shema Tefila. So the lashon machzirin also obviously doesn't make any sense over there. But if you remember only after Shema Tefila, then we say machzirin also. The question is, where do you go back to? To where are we machzirin also? So Tosus writes. Says Tosfos that you only have to go back to Shema Tefila. You don't have to go back to Baruch Aleinu. Just go back to Shema Tefila, says Tosfos. V'chemashma b'Yerushalmi. He says, not only is that my svara, I think logically that should be true, but the Yerushalmi says this too. The Ka'amar im lo shah bevirchas hashanim achzir naso lehechan chozer, Reb Shimon b'shem Reb Yochanan Amar, b'rosh chodesh imakar raglav chozer l'rosh, v'lav chozer l'avoda. If you forget yalav yavo on Rosh Chodesh, so if akar raglav, you took the 3 steps back, then you have to go back, you have to start the Shemayat again. If lo akar raglav, go back to Ritzei. Hachanami imakar raglav chozer l'rosh, v'lav chozer l'shamayat fil. Hachanami, it's very interesting lashon. Right, so that isn't the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi is a little bit different than this. I think the lashon of the Yerushalmi is im oka raglav chozer l'rosh v'imlav chozer l'avoda d'shomei tefila, chozer l'avoda, like by yalav yavo, chozer l'avoda, but avoda d'shomei tefila. So Tosfos takes out the word avoda because it doesn't really fit so well. Chozer l'shomei tefila, the pashut pshat in the Yerushalmi is that there's a comparison between the two. If you forget yalav yavo. And you're still in the middle of the Shemona Esrei, then you go back to Ritzei. If you forget the same Talmud Matar, you're still in the middle of the Shemona Esrei, just go back to Shema Tefila, even if you've already passed Shema Tefila. That's what the Yerushalmi says. Miu, HaYerushalmi Poleg HaGemara Didan. This is a parenthetical point, Tosfos is bringing up. Yerushalmi does argue with the Bavli, he says. B'Gvuras Kesham. Right? By Gvuras Kesham, then it does argue. B'Hacha Ketani Elohiz K'Gvuras Kesham, and if you get Mash V'Ruch HaMorad HaGoshem, what do you do? Machzirin also. It doesn't say to say Marad Agoshim in Shemayat Tefila. Yerushalmi Kamer Lo Shal Bevichas Hashanim Omer B'Shemayat Tefila Udekavasah Im Lo Hizke Gvuras Kesham B'Tchias Hameisim Maske B'Shemayat Tefila. The Yerushalmi says if you forget Gvuras Kesham, then you can't say that in Shemayat Tefila. That seems to argue with the Bavli. What's the reason? Zokti Yerushalmi Umayim Shela Shemidochach Omer B'Shemayat Tefila Haskar Shemay Revach Lo Kol Shagayim. We talked about this, right? Sheila is midochak. Sheila is something that you need, so it's more an integral part of the Shemona Esrei. And nevertheless, if you missed it in Baruch Aleinu, you can say Neshme Tefila. It's Hazkara. Mashav Aruchum or Adagoshem is just Hazkara Ba'alma. It's just the Shevach Ba'alma. It's just the Shevach. He prays HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then he makes it rain. So Lo Kol Shekein Zokti Rishami that you can put it in Shema Tefila if you forget it. Alma the Behedya is awesome, the Chosu Bigvuras Kesham, the Shema Tefila. It's clear, says Tosus, that Yerushalmi argues with the Bavli about Gvuras Kesham. Then Tosus backpedals a little bit. He says, V'efshalios, Shehagimar Shalanu Lochashash Lufar Shom Mishima Kalvachomer Kedisub Yerushalmi. Maybe our Gemara agrees to the Kalvachomer of the Yerushalmi. Ma, She'ela, that's Midochak, you can put in Shema Tefila. Gvuras Geshamim, that's Merevach Lo Kolshken. The Bavli might agree with the Yerushalmi's Kolshken. But V'hadik Katani Lo Hizker Gvuras Geshamim Machzir Naso Irish Lo Hizker Klal B'Shamei Tefila. Oh, but it says over here, if lohizke gvuras kishamim, machzirin osa, what does machzirin osa mean? You forgot it entirely until after shamea tefila. Then machzirin osa. Then machzirin osa. To shamea tefila. Maybe that's what the Yerushalmi, maybe that's what the Bavli means, says Tosfos. Who says the Bavli argues with the Yerushalmi? Who says the Bavli would say that if you forgot gvuras kishamim before shamea, and you remember before shamea tefila, you can't say the shamea tefila? Maybe you can. The Tos says that can't be. The Halesa, the Habamaskana, Muki Haimemra ben Iskar, Kodon Shemayat Fila, Mishum Pircha de She'ela. What does that mean? Tos means the following, that we have two memras. We have Rav Asi's memra, and then we have the Tosefta. In both of these memras, it says, Tov lo hizke gvuras kishamim, machzir nasa. But She'ela bevirchas Hashanim, we have a split. In one place it says, Tov lo hizke She'ela bevirchas Hashanim, machzir nasa. In the other, it says Tav lo hizke shel b'vichas Hashanim ein machzir nosa. What's the answer? So the Gemara says, Hada idkar kadosh shemayat fila, Hada idkar baser shemayat fila. So you see that there's one memra where it says that Tav lo hizke shel b'vichas Hashanim ein machzir nosa. What's that talking about? That you remember kodesh shemayat fila. And yet, in that very same memra that's talking about that you remember Kodesh Shemayat Fila, it says, Tov lehizke gvuras kishamim machzirin osa. So he says, you see clearly that the Bavli holds that by gvuras kishamim, even if you remember before Shemayat Fila, you can't say it in Shemayat Fila against the Yerushalmi. So it's got to be a machlokas Bavli Yerushalmi. It's got to be a machlokas Bavli Yerushalmi, says Tosfos. And this is the extra. Let's go back to the beginning. The same Talmud. All right, comes Tosfos and says, if you forget V'sein Talamata, if it's still before Shemayat Tefila, of course you say it in Shemayat Tefila. If you only remember after Shemayat Tefila, Machzirin Oso. What does that mean, Machzirin Oso? So it says, Tos is Machzirin Oso to Shemayat Tefila. And that's what the Yerushalmi says. That's what the Yerushalmi says. Okay. Rabbi Yonah quotes this B'Shem Rabbanit Tzarfas. It makes sense, the Bali Tosfos with Rabbanit Tzarfas. He quotes this B'Shem Rabbanit Tzarfas, but he says that others argue. Not everyone agrees with Tosfos. This is Rabbi Yonah and Daf Chof Amud Aleph and Daf Yarif in the old version. Question, Gavriel? Yes.
Yeah, I understand the comparison Tosfos is making. Because by Yal B'Yalo, where else would you put... Where
Tosfos
else
is making... That's a comparison that the Yerushalmi makes.
The Yerushalmi.
Right.
Well, like, you have two options when you're making up the same column after you beat it for that Barakalim or Shemayat
Tefila.
Right. By Yal B'Yalo, where else would you be putting it?
There is no other place to put it, but what's the Yerushalmi saying? The Yerushalmi is basically saying that if you were Ukar Raglav, then you have to start the Shmones again. If not, put it back in its place. Say it in the place that it's supposed to be said in the Shmona Esrei. What the Yerushalmi basically is saying is that Shomea Tfila is an acceptable place for the Sein Talamata. So just like Ritzei is acceptable to say Yalav Yavo, Shomea Tfila is acceptable for the Sein Talamata. So that's the comparison. It's a loaded statement, what I just made, but that's what Yerushalmi is assuming. Shemayat Tefila is a makom for the Sein Talamata. So it's a makom for the Sein Talamata. If you remember after Shemayat Tefila, just put it back in its makom. Put it back in Shemayat Tefila. The question is, why is that the makom for the Sein Talamata? So we'll get to it. What does Rabbeinu Yonah say? This is on the Chof and Alton Daf Yarif. V'hoda amina di lo itka mikami Shemayat Tefila machzir naso. Yesh shepirshu shechoz l'rosh o l'chol apochas l'brocha shetorba. There are some that want to say that if you forgot V'sein Talamata and you remember only after Shemayat Tefila, go back to Birchas Hashanim. But the Rabbani Tzarfas, the Bali Tosfos, say no, just go back to Shemayat Tefila. Yesh Shapirsha, go back to Baruch Aleinu, go back to Birchas Hashanim. But the Rabbani Tzarfas argue and they say go back only to Shemayat Tefila. V'nirin divrayim, zok the Rabbeinu Yonah, I think the Rabbeinu Tzarfas are right. The kevin shem nizgar metchila kodem shegir l'shamayat fila lo hayat zarek lafzor v'yachol isakim b'shamayat fila. If you remember before Shemayat Fila, where do you put the Sein Talamata? In Shemayat Fila. Achshav shlo nizgar la'achar kach daylo kishayachzor l'makom shayu yachol isakim. So now that he remembers only after Shemayat Fila, well, why should he go back to Baruch Aleinu? Just go back to Shemayat Fila. It's an acceptable place to put the Sein Talamata there. Right? It's acceptable. The Horaya, if you remember before Shemayat Tefila, just put it in Shemayat Tefila. So if it's an acceptable place for the Sein Talamata, so if you remember after Shemayat Tefila, just go back to Shemayat Tefila. Why go back further? What's the need to go back further? What's the need to go back for him? Rabbeinu Yonah, I think with the Rabbanei Tzarfas, all right. It's very mistaber. Shomea Tfila is an acceptable place for the same Talamotin. So if you remember, only after you finish Shomea Tfila, then just go back to Shomea Tfila. And he quotes the Yerushalmi. He leaves out a little bit in the Yerushalmi. It's funny, you look at the Rabbeinu Yonah, some of the Talmidim pointed this out. His Lashon of the Yerushalmi doesn't mention She'ela, it just talks about Yala B'Yavah. He doesn't quote that part of Yerushalmi. I'm not sure why it's missing from the Rabbeinu Yonah, but we saw it. The Tosfos quotes to Yerushalmi. You look at the Yerushalmi on the side.
Could there be a svara of not wanting to go beyond Shomea Tefillah because we're worried about Bracha L'Batala?
Yeah. I mean, is it a Bracha L'Batala? Is it a Bracha L'Batala? Look, if you forget Yalav Yavo entirely and you finish the Shemona Esrei, what's the din? You start the Shemona Esrei again, but why? Right? If you say Yalav Yavo is only a Hazkara Ba'almas, what gives you the right to say 19 plus brachas levatol, just to say Yalav Yavo? No, but if you say Yalav Yavo is only a Hazkara Ba'alma, that you were Yotze your mitzvah tefillah, so what gives you the right to daven another whole Shemona Esrei just to say Yalav Yavo? So Chazal gave you that right. Chazal want Yalav Yavo to come in the context of Tefillah. So if Baruch Aleinu is the right place for the same Talmud Mata, so then it's okay to repeat all the brachas because it has to be done properly. What you're basically saying is that if Shomea Tefillah is a good place for the same Talmud Mata, if that's an acceptable place, so then why go back to Birchas Hashanim? There's no need. That's really what you're saying, right? There's no need to go back to Birchas Hashanim, so just go back to Shomea Tefillah. Okay. Maskim. So these are two shittas. Rabbeinu Yonah quotes the Rabbanei Tzarfas, just go back to Shomea Tefillah, but he says, Yesh Shapirsha, there are some who say, no. Don't go back to Birchas Hashanim. No, don't go back to Shomea Tefillah, go back to Birchas Hashanim. Who is the Yesh Shapirsha? Who do we find in the Rishonim who actually takes the approach of the Yesh Shapirsha, Sammy? The Rambam. Right, that's the Rambam. The Rambam, which you mentioned yesterday. Rabbeinu Yonah, we were looking at the Rabbeinu Yonah on your Testament base. I told you, Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rambam have the same shittah. Then I read the Rabbeinu Yonah, and I saw on your Testament base, he just quotes the Gemara. I said, it's not Mucha from the Rabbeinu Yonah there. You have to wait till the next daf. Right? There he quotes 2 days. But the Rambam says it, right? The Rambam has the sheet of the Yesh Shapirsha. Rambam in Hilchos Tefillah, Perek Yud. Halacha Tes. Misha Shachar Sheila B'Birchas Hashanim, Im Nizka Shamea Tefillah, Kona Shamea Tefillah, Sholes Hagashan B'Shamea Tefillah. Dr. Rambam, if you remember, only after Shemaya Tefillah, go back to Baruch Aleinu. Go back to Birchas Hashanim, like the Yesh Shapirsha Rabbeinu Yonah quotes. So the question is, why should you have to go back to Birchas Hashanim? What's the Rambam saying? What's the Yesh Shapirsha saying? The Rabbanei Tzarfas, the Baalei Tosfos, seem more mistaber. Shemaya Tefillah. That's a Shema Kolenu is a makom that's acceptable to say the same Talmud Mata. So why go back to Baruch Aleinu? Lo Baruch Aleinu, right? Whenever you find the Machlokas HaRishonim, so the first question you have to ask yourself is, which is the more intuitive approach? You find the more intuitive approach, that's the Svara. Then you have to explain the Shita. That's less intuitive. There has to be something behind that Shita. But first, let's try to isolate and figure out which is the more Mistaber Shita. So I think Tosfos is the more Mistaber Shita. Why not go back to Shomea Tefillah? If it was good enough when you're going forward, why shouldn't it be good enough when you're going backward? Like, what's the difference? So, the Ritva in Tainis offers an interesting svar. This is the svar that Tuvia recommended yesterday. Right? Tuvia suggested this svar yesterday. What does the Ritva say? Let's see it inside. It's a very deep concept that he says, and he touches on many in Yonin that we've already mentioned. It's a very important yisod. This is page 1 in packet 24. The Ritva quotes that Shita. We could have started on the previous page of the Ritva where it begins, but you know, I just had a Rachmanis on the yeshiva from the photocopy inside. It's good enough. He quotes the Shita and he says, V'tam Devarav, the fourth line. V'tam Devarav, what's the reason for this Shita? The Rambam. He quotes later, that's the Rambam. Shekol she'nastu mokom letashlumin v'tar bo'chozlim kamaharishon. Whenever the Chachamim give you the ability to make something up. There's a tashlumin, right? You can have a makeup. And you make a mistake in the makeup, then you have to go back to the beginning. If you forget Atachon Antonu and Chon Nados on Motzei Shabbos, so you don't go back. You don't go back because you can say it on a kos. But Vimta Bezeh Uvezeh, the Gemara in the fifth parak says, Ta Bezu Bezu Choza Lerosh. If you made a mistake in both in Tefillah and in Avdolah Ala Kos, then you have to go back and daven Shemona Esrei again and say Atachon Antonu. That a lot of people don't know this. Ta bezu bezu. What's the ta bezu bezu? Ta bezu means you forgot Atachon Antonu in the Shemona Esrei. What's ta bezu? What, you made Havdalah Ala Kos? You made a mistake in the Havdalah while you were saying it Ala Kos? No, that's not what that means. What does it mean, ta bezu, the second ta bezu? Ta bezu is you were towing before you mavdo. The halacha is that that Havdalah Ala Kos is supposed to be recited before you eat. So let's say you made a mistake and you ate. You had a te'ima before the Havdalah, so the Havdalah Ala Kos now is pogum, right? There's a toast in that Havdalah. So if you forgot at the Chol and Tanu and Tefillah and you were towing before the Havdalah, you were towing bezu. In such a case, you got to go back and daven Shmona Esrei and say at the Chol and Tanu. Why? If you forget at the Chol and Tanu, then you can say Havdalah Ala Kos. If you said at the Chol and Tanu and then you were towing before Havdalah, you still make Havdalah Ala Kos. So why now should you not? Why now should you have to go back to the Shmona Esrei? So Zabta Ritva, I'll tell you why. Because this idea that if you forget Atachon Antanu, you don't have to repeat the Shmona Esrei, that's because Chazal gave you a makom of Tashlumim for the Havdalah. The Havdalah Lakos can count for the Havdalah B'tfilah. Havdalah is Havdalah. So you make a Havdalah, you're saying the same thing, Amal Ben Kodesh L'cho, Ben Alachoshech, etc. You're saying Havdalah Lakos, so that can take the place of Havdalah B'tfilah. It could be a Tashlumin. But if Ta Bezu Bezu, if you make a mistake in both, if you even make a mistake in the Tashlumin, so then everything disintegrates. If you make a mistake in the Tashlumin, then you got to start all over again. There was only a heter of Tashlumin. But if you kill the Tashlumin, then that's it. You got to do what you were supposed to do initially. So that's why Ta Bezu Bezu, you chose the Rosh, you got to repeat the Shmona Esrei. Says the Ritva, it's the Zel Bezach over here. Yeah, well, what's the comparison? He says, here you're supposed to say Saint Almater in Baruch Aleinu. You forgot it in Baruch Aleinu. So now you say it in Shema Tefillah. What gives you the right to say it in Shema Tefillah? Is Shema Tefillah the makom for the Saint Almater? It's not the Ritzvah name. According to the Rambam, it's not the makom for the Saint Almater. It's the makom for Tashlumin for the Saint Almater. That's his chiddush. Shema'at Tefillah is a makom for tashlumin of a Saint Talamata. So Ta Bezu Bezu, if you only remembered to say a Saint Talamata after Shema'at Tefillah, then you not only made a mistake in the Iker Makom, you made a mistake in the tashlumin. Make a mistake in the tashlumin also. That's a double mistake. Not just Ta in the Makom, but Ta in the tashlumin. Then you chos l'rosh. You chos not to begin the Shmona Esrei. You're still in the middle of davening. You have to go back to Baruch Aleinu in such a case. That's Pshat in the Rambam. Kedas Arayvit says the Ritva v'harambam zah. This is what the Rambam holds. So this is an acceptable approach, right? Our point of departure was to say that Tosus seems right. If you can say the same Talamot and Shema Tefillah, so why, if you remember after Shema Tefillah, shouldn't you just go back to Shema Tefillah? The answer is you got to understand what gives you the head to say it in Shema Tefillah in the first place. Comes the Ritva and says it's not really the makom for the same Talamot. It's just a tashlumin for the same Talamot. So if you make a mistake, even in the makom of Tashlumin, if you only remember Saint Talmud after Shema Tefillah, then the whole thing's erupt, the whole thing is broken, you got to go back to the original place, you go back to Baruch Aleinu, and say the Saint Talmud. Right, the Lashon is, Ta'a is Yarzu L'makom Shata. Right, in Ta'a, Yarzu L'makom Shata. What's makom Shata? What's makom Shata? So the makom shata is Baruch Aleinu. That's the makom. So if we allow you to have a tashlumin, that's one thing. But if you ta bezu bezu, you have to go back to makom shata. Makom shata is Birchas Hashanah. Birchas Hashanah. Yes, Tuvia.
I have a hard time with this.
You have a hard time with this? This is what you suggested yesterday. You're having charata now.
I see how this applies to Shomayat Kishan, but when it comes to Havdalah, it just seems like a very different case. I'm hard to understand how this is a riot. Because it's not like you missed your chance to make a Havdalah that you're supposed to say during Kohen Adas. You are like,
you're saying it's a separate takana. Chazal or Mesakin, you should make Havdalah Lakos in addition to Havdalah Betfila. It's not just the Tashlumin for Havdalah Betfila, it's its own Havdalah. It's its own takana, you're saying.
That's not
what you're saying. Okay, that's what I'm saying.
That I'm telling you, what I have another issue that I have with this is just something very separate things. But also, it's not the same, but these aren't the same things. Of course,
they're not the same things, but that's what the dimyun means. We're madama milsa la milsa. We're trying to make a comparison. So the ritva thinks it's a good comparison. What's his comparison? He's using Havdalah as a straw man. Havdalah, well, maybe that's the wrong phrase. He's using Havdalah as an example. An example of tashlumin, where you messed up, you have an ability to, you didn't take the midterms, so you have an ability to do the makeup. Right? But if you don't take the makeup, then you got to take two exams at the end of the semester, right? You got to go back to the beginning. I'm not sure if that was a good comparison, but whatever. Right? Right? If you miss the tashlumin, so then you got to go back. If in Havdalah that's true, so in Besen Talamata it's also true. That's what the Ritva says. The question is, how did the Rabbanit Tzarfas respond? Why did the Rabbanit Tzarfas assume that you should just go to Shemayat Tefillah? Or the Ritva is right. Isn't the Ritva right? So, of course, the answer is they disagree. They claim that Shomea Tefillah is not just a makom of Tashlum. Maybe Baruch Aleinu is the best place to put the Saint Halamata, better than Shomea Tefillah. Can you explain to me why? Why is Baruch Aleinu a better place to put the Saint Halamata? What? What do you mean? What's the word that I'm looking for? It's this kind of bracha as opposed to that kind of bracha. What? It's bakasha. It's this kind of bracha as opposed to... Exactly. It's a specific bracha. Right? Obviously, it's better to talk about parnasa in a bracha that's talking about parnasa. Shomayat Tefillah is like a bracha klolis. It's a bracha klolis. It's a general bracha. So it could be kolel the same talamata in Shomayat Tefillah, but obviously it's more relevant to Birchas Hashanah. I mean, that's where it is. That's why Chazal will misaken it in Birchas Hashanah, because it's talking about Parnassah. But the question is, even though it might be better to mention the Saint Talamata in Baruch Aleinu, but who's to say that it's not appropriate? It's not a makom. Who's to say Shomayat Tefillah is not a makom for the Saint Talamata too? Okay, Baruch Aleinu is more specific. But who's to say Shomayat Tefillah is not a makom for the Saint Talamata also? And that apparently is how the Bali Tosfos assume, the Rabbani Tzarfas, assume that Shomayat Tefillah is also a makom for the Saint Halamata. But there are two ways that we can explain this principle. One way is to say that the weakness of the Saint Halamata makes Shomayat Tefillah just as appropriate a place for the Saint Halamata. Or maybe the strength of Shomayat Tefillah makes it a place that you can say Besen Talamata. Let me explain. Okay, either the weakness of Besen Talamata makes Shomayat Tefillah an acceptable place to say Besen Talamata, or it's not the weakness of Besen Talamata. Besen Talamata is not weak at all. But rather, Shomayat Tefillah is stronger than you thought. The strength of Shomayat Tefillah makes it an appropriate place for Besen Talamata. And I'll explain both of these approaches. Okay, the first approach is what Josh wanted to suggest yesterday. We talked at great length about Haskaras in Shmona Esser, right? When you say Yalav Yava, is that a chelik of the Iker Tefillah? Is it part of the Matbeah HaTefillah? Or is it just a Haskar Ba'amu? We spoke at great length about that. Rabbi Yehuda, Mechach Provence, remember? Let's just chaz it very briefly. Rabbi Yehuda said that if you forget Yalav Yava Rish Chodesh, and Mariv is not Rish Chodesh anymore, so he says that you're not going to say Tashlum. You forgot Yalav Yavo and Mincha of Rish Chodesh, and then that night is not Rish Chodesh anymore, so don't repeat the Shmona, don't say a Tashlum. Just say Yishmona Esu without Yalav Yavo and Mariv, it's not Rish Chodesh anymore. That's it. Because you're not going to be Marviach anything anyway. You're not going to say Yalav Yavo, that's what you had to say. You're not going to be Marviach that anyway, so don't bother. Come to Chachmei Provence, and they say, no. If you forgot Yalav Yavo, Rosh Chodesh, that's like you didn't daven at all. So you gotta daven a tashlum in Matzei Rosh Chodesh. So we said Reb Chaim, in the very first piece in the stencils, Chaim wanted to say, what's the machlokas of Rishonim? If you forget Yalav Yavo, is it considered as though you didn't daven at all? Or you did daven, you just missed the Azkar. The Chachmei Bravan say, we assume it's like you didn't daven at all. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you davened. You missed the Azkara. So if you davened already, so then what's the point of davening the Tashlumen later? You're not going to be Marviach anything anyway, because you're not going to say Yalav Yavo in the Tashlumen. That's in terms of Yalav Yavo. Comes Reb Chaim and just adds on. It wasn't necessary for him to say this. But he says in the first piece, he says, but by the same Talum Mutar, there's no machlokas about that. He says, how does the Shulchan Aruch paskin? He says, the Shulchan Aruch paskins within Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachmei Bravans, daven etfilas nadava al tnai. Daven etfilas nadava al tnai. Not daven etfilas nadava, daven etfilas nadava al tnai. That if the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, so then it should be a tefillas nedava. If it's like the Chachmei Bravans, then it's a tefillas chova, right? Al tanai. You're not davening a tefillas nedava for sure. It's a tefillas nedava al tanai. Some talmidim left out two words on that question in the exam. Al tanai. By v'sein talamata, Zokter Chaim, everyone agrees. By v'sein talamata, everyone agrees that you'd have to daven a tashlum. Because if you leave out v'sein talamata, it's like you didn't daven. Saint Talmud is part of the Ikamat Be'a Brocha, Reb Chaim assumes. So everyone would agree, right? Even Rabbeinu Yehuda would agree. There's no tefillas nedava here. You need a tefillas chova. You have to daven a tashlumin. You must daven a tashlumin because it's like you didn't daven. You left out the Saint Talmud. That's what Reb Chaim assumed. And we sort of left it at that. We did mention a prichodesh, but let's leave that prichodesh out. Reb Shmuel Gramazan, remember? Let's leave that out for now. Okay, because you'll see, it's not going to shtim so beautifully. Not everything has to shtim so beautifully in life. We left it with that. Reb Chaim says, the Sent Talmud, everyone agrees, is part of the Ikam Abbe Abrocha. And if you leave it out, you certainly have to daven another Shmoneh Esrei. You have to daven Tashlum. That statement Reb Chaim made is not at all muskim. He throws it in. He wants us to believe that everyone agrees to this. But actually, not everyone agrees to this. Not in the Rishonim and not in the Achronim. Let me show you. Okay? Some Svarim point out that if you look in the Torah, it's clear that not everyone agrees to what Reb Chaim wanted to say. What do we do? What's on the side? We keep on calling it the Saint Talumata. The Saint Talumata Levracha. A couple of words, right? But the Torah says no. Sheila Bevechas Hashanim might not just be a couple of words. He says Nusach Ashkenaz is what we say, the Saint Talamata. But Nusach Sfarad is a lot longer. It's actually a different bracha. Uba Ashkenaz Ein Mishanim Baklal Ela Omer Bimosa Gashanim V'Saint Talamata Levracha Bimosa Chama V'Saint Bracha V'Chimash Malishna the Gemara Sheila Bevechas Hashanim Alma Ein Mishanim Nosa Ela Shesholim Bamata. The Gemara is Mashma like the B'nai Ashkenaz. Interesting. Many people think that the B'nai Sfar are more authentic, but the Torah brings out, the Torah was one of the Chachmei Ashkenaz. So of course he brings a riot to the B'nai Ashkenaz from the Gemara. Don't worry. Ubisvarad nogin lishol tal bimosa chama sha'omer v'sein tal levrocha avagav the tal lometzim espalim olav shidnei levrocha. Good. When it comes to the Saint Talamata, the B'nai Sfarad have a different bracha, from what I understand. Correct, Ariel? Different bracha. David, different bracha. You mask him, right? You don't have to bring the sitter. I trust you. It's a different bracha. So I ask you, is the Saint Talamata part of the Matbea bracha, or is it just a Hazkara Ba'alma for the B'nai Sfarad? Is it part of the Matbea bracha, or just a Hazkara Ba'alma? It's hard to believe it's just a Hazkara Ba'alma. It's a different bracha. It's a whole different bracha, but that's just a Hazkar Ba'alma. B'chor, it's an ikar part of the Matbea bracha. Reb Chaim's not beholden to the B'nai Sfarad. He wasn't Sfarad. He was Ashkenaz. But halo davar hu, if for the B'nai Sfarad, we can't say that it's just a Hazkar Ba'alma. So, it's a chiddush to say what that's the machlokas, the Bnei Sfarad and the Bnei Ashkenaz. I mean, there are different machlokas in between the Sfarad and the Ashkenaz, but this is not a lomdusha machlokas, whether she'ela b'vichas Hashanim is that part of the Mapei HaBracha, not part of the Mapei HaBracha. Seems a little bit of a chiddush, right? one could suggest, if we have smuchim lekach and the b'nei svara that v'sein talamot is part of the mapeh abrocha, some stama in the b'nei ashkenaz also, even if it's a smaller statement, stama we should look at that as part of the ikar mapeh abrocha. Maybe. Reb Chaim says maybe not. But right? I'm sorry, Reb Chaim, I take it back. No, I'm sorry. Reb Chaim says that everyone agrees that it is part of the Matbeah Abracha. So Reb Chaim would bring a raya from the Sfaradim. I'm sorry, fakir, right? Reb Chaim would say, oh, the Sfaradim is the biggest raya. David, this is your day, Givaldi. The Sfaradim are the biggest raya to Reb Chaim. Right? We're putting the Sfaradim and the Priskas together. We never thought. Right? V'nafochu. Okay. Yeah. It's not just the B'nai Sfarim. It's not just the tour. The Rambam. Let's see that Rambam again. Let's look at the Rambam. What does the Rambam say? There in halacha tests, right? Perek yud halacha tests of hilchos tefila. Misha shachar shel v'riches hashanim im nizkar kodesh shamei tefila shol es hagasham b'shamei tefila. Im acha shebir shamei tefila chozel v'riches hashanim. Im lo nizkar ad shehishtem kol tefilasa chozel l'rosh ha'mispal al shnir. Okay, I want to focus on this last part of the Rambam. Let's say you forget. You never remembered in the middle of the Shemona Esrei. Okar raglov. So what do you do? For V'sein Talamata, Yalav Yav, what do you do? So Zok the Rambam by V'sein Talamata, he says, V'im lo nizka che'ishlam kol tfilaso, chozer l'rosh ha'mispal l'shnir. Then in Halacha Yud, he says what? Tov lo hizka Yalav Yav, V'im nizka kodem she'ishlam tfilaso, chozer l'avodo maskir. V'im nizka acha she'ishlam tfilaso, chozer l'rosh. What's the difference between Yalav Yav and V'sein Talamata in the Rambam's formulation? Let me read it to you again. Vimlo nizkar chehishtam, this is the same Talmud. Vimlo nizkar chehishtam kol tfilaso, chozer l'rosh u'mispar lo shnir. Yal yavo. Vim nizkar acha chehishtam tfilaso, chozer l'rosh. What's the difference?
Two words.
Mispar lo shnir. Why by the same Talmud does the Rambam say mispar lo shnir and by Yal yavo he doesn't? Why does he leave that out? What does mispar lo shnir sound like? Mispar lo shnir sound like? What does it sound like? Tashlumin. I don't see the word tashlumin in those two words. Mispaloshnir, what does it sound like?
I'm sorry?
It's as if you daven once already and that's why you're mispaloshnir. You're saying it's as if you daven once and you're davening a second time. As opposed to chozer l'rosh, which is what? For what? For which phrase? Really? Uh-huh. I'd say the opposite. Mispal shnia means that you need a tefillah. You don't have a tefillah. Chozer l'rosh sounds like just go back to the beginning because you have to daven because you got to say yalav yavo. Mispal shnia sounds like you need another tefillah. You need another tefillah. Your first tefillah didn't work. You think the opposite.
It's a rishona in some way.
Okay.
It's a rishona. The shnia. Chozer l'rosh sounds like...
Fine, leave it out. I hear, look, I think the diuk is good. If you're not masking, that's fine with me. Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, in his Har Tzvi, he points out that the Mogen Avram is definitely against Reb Chaim. I'm scared to say it, but the Mogen Avram, I'm not terrified, but I'm scared to say it. The Mogen Avram is definitely against Reb Chaim. Why? How? Let me show you a comment in the Mogen Avram. That's quoted by the Mishnah Berurah. On that sugya, Rabbeinu Yehuda Nachaf Mepervance. What does the Shulchan Aruch say? This is in Simen Kufches Sif Yud Aleph. Tov b'mincha shel Shabbos v'spal yudches v'lo hizkir shel Shabbos v'spal b'motzei Shabbos shtayim v'en amavdu b'shnia v'spal also b'toras nedava v'en otzor l'chadesh b'dava. This is not Rabbeinu Yehuda. Different halacha. You daven mincha shel Shabbos But you daven the regular Shmona Esrei on Mincha Shel Shabbos. You daven Shmona Esrei, Yudches, Brochus. You didn't mention Shabbos at all. So what do you do? Daven two Shmona Esrei with Motzei Shabbos. You're not Mavdo B'Shnia. But daven it B'Toras Nedava, he says, because you really were Yotze before. You really were Yotze. You were Yotze Yechiyev Tefillah. You daven Shmona Esrei Brochus on Shabbos. We said really you could do that on Shabbos. It's just Mishum Tircha, we don't do it. So you really were Yotze. So daven it B'Toras Nedava. Al-Tanai. See, I probably shouldn't have taken off a point. Because the Shulchan Aruch means Al-Tanai, even though he doesn't say Al-Tanai. The Mishnah Berurah has to explain. So those Talmidim that left out Al-Tanai, they probably meant it.
Should we
okay.
come to you after class? Sparty time.
Okay, come. V'hu adinim lo hizke yalav yavav b'mincha shel Rosh Chodesh. Okay, it's only one point. It's not going to make or break anything. Okay, if you forget Yalav Yavu Mincha of Rosh Chodesh, says the Shulchan Aruch, you're not going to say Yalav Yavu at night. You're not going to say Yalav Yavu at night. So what do you do? This is Rabbi Yehuda in the Chachma Provence. Right? You're not going to say Yalav Yavu at night, so daven b'toras nedova, daven at tefila b'toras nedova latnai. Tzalach is like Rabbi Yehuda, so then it should be a tefilas... A tefilas chova, right? So according to Rabbeinu Yehuda, you're not going to be marviach. So I'm sorry, it should be a tefilas nedavah. The halacha is like the Chachmei Provence, then it should be a tefilas chova. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Comes the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Lamed Hay and says, "B'diyuka nokad yalav yavo." He bedavka mentioned yalav yavo. In the case of yalav yavo, then you need a tefilas nedavah la tanai. That's the Rabbeinu Yehuda and the Chachmei Provence. But im shachach talu mater, he says, im shachach talu mater, or other things, we'll leave out the other things, shachach talu mater, o shachach dover hamatzich olagzor l'spalo, l'kula yalma yispalo ba'erev shtayim, d'ho yarviach zebet filasat hashlomo. If you forget the same talu mater, so, of course you should daven at filasat hashlomo b'alayla. If you forget the same talu mater, mincha, on a regular day, not Rosh Chodesh. You forget a Saint Talamata on a regular day. So should you daven Tashlumen at night? So comes the Mishnah Berurah, quoting from the Magen Avraham, says, of course. Well, what's the Shaila? You're going to be Marviach, because you're going to say the Saint Talamata in your Tashlumen, your Shmona Esrei of Tashlumen. So of course you should repeat the Shmona Esrei. Yalav Yavu is different, because if it's Motzei Rosh Chodesh, you're not going to say Yalav Yavu in the Tefillah. So then we have the Machlokes Rishonim. Is there any value to the Tefillas Tashlumim if you're not going to be Marviach anything? Not gaining anything because you're not going to mention the Haskara that you missed. But the Saint Talamater, you're going to say it at night. So of course you're gaining. So of course you should stop at Tashlumim and say the Saint Talamater. Now let me ask you a question. If this Magen Avraham assumes that the Saint Talamater is part of the Ikar Matbeah HaTefillah, and if you leave out the Saint Talamater, it's as if you didn't daven at all. So does he need to make this statement? But the same talamata avadi should daven tefilas tashlumin because you're going to be marviach something in that tefilas tashlumin. Forget about harvacha. Even if you're not marviach anything, if leaving out the same talamata is tantamount to not davening, then you got to daven tashlumin anyway because it's like you didn't daven the first one of Esra. So he must assume the same talamata is just the haskara ba'alma. It's like yalav yavo. Well, I should say it's the same level as yalav yavo. That it's a machlokus whether it's just a Haskara ba'alma or not just a Haskara ba'alma. But it's not like everyone agrees that it's part of the Ikar Matbeah HaTefillah. It's the Zelba machlokus, not like Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim says, Rabbeinu Yehuda and Chaim Ravaz, they're arguing about Yalav Yavam. The Zetel Mota Avad is part of the Ikar Matbeah HaTefillah. You see from the Magen Avraham, not like that. Because the only reason he says that Avadi you should daven at Tefillas Tashlumin if you forget the Zetel Mota is because you're going to be Marviach in the Shmona Esrei Balayla. But if you wouldn't be Marviach, then it'd be the same as Yalav Yavam. So, of course it's just Haskar Ba'am. It's Mamish against Reb Chaim. Mamish against Reb Chaim. It's only because you're going to be Marviach that you say the same Talamater in the Shmona Esrei. Yalav Yavam, you're not going to be Marviach because it's not Rosh Chodesh at night. But if you wouldn't be Marviach, so then the same Talamater would be the same as Yalav Yavam. Mamish against Reb Chaim. This is the deal that Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank has in his Tshuvas Har Tzvi in Simen Nun Dalet. So at least the Mogen Avram is against Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim might be able to hide again, to hide behind the minhag of the Sfaradim. I like that, right? But the Mogen Avram seems to be against Reb Chaim. But it's actually worse than that. Reb Tzipras Frank points out that l'chora the Svara is like the Mogen Avram and not like Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim wants to say that the Halachos Rishonim is about Yalav Yavo, but the same Talamata is more a part of the Ikar Matbeah HaBracha. Reb Tzipras Frank says, no, it's Mamish Punk Faket. Because think about it. If you forget the same Talamata, what can you do? You could put it in Shema Tfila. If you forget Yalav Yavo, gotta go back to Ritzet. There's no other place to put it. There's no other place to put it. So it sounds like Vasei Talamata is less an ikker part of a bracha, because, you know, it can ping pong around. You missed it here, you could put it there. Yalav Yavo can only be placed in one spot. Bavoda, Ritzet. That's it, it's one spot. There's much more mistaba to say that the Saint Talamata is not part of the Ikar Matbeah Bracha. Yalav Yavo is more part of the Ikar Matbeah Bracha. Rabbi Yehuda would like us to believe that that even Yalav Yavo is not part of the Ikar Matbeah Bracha. But everyone, right? Everyone should say that the Saint Talamata is less part of the Ikar Matbeah Bracha than Yalav Yavo. That's what Rabbi Pastor Frank wants to say against Reb Chaim. Against Reb Chaim. I just want to add that there's a nafkamina. There's a very important nafkamina between these two approaches. We see that the Achronim are touching on this vort, Reb Chaim's vort. Do they agree that the same Talamot is part of the Ikmat Be'abracha or not? What am I referring to? The Machlok is the Prichadosh and the Primogodim that I asked you to see. What happens if you forget an Ikar part of a different bracha? One of the brachas in Tzoyos of the Shemona Esra. Now you forget a part of Rifa'enu, Slachlanu, Tkabashafagodo, a different bracha. You forget to say it, or you say part of it, but you leave out a big chunk. Can you put that into Shema Tfila? Well, we talk about Vesent HaLamot in Shema Tfila, but how about another bracha of the Shemona Esra? So the Pri Chadosh wants to bring a raya from our Tosfos. Our Tosfos? Not today's Tosfos. Yesterday's Tosfos. The Tosfos of Chafetz Siman Aleph. He says, I'll bring a raya from Tosfos. This is the Pri Chadosh in Kuv Yutes, Siv Gimel. Leave out the kash. He's asking a kash on the shulchan, but let's just get to the vart. He says, "Bevadai afilu dilek bracha achas gam brichas atachonin yochalo amar b'shemay atfila." Give me the shaila. You leave out atachonin, you can put that in shemay atfila too. It's just like v'sein talmater, right? V'lo ma'atina b'gemara elaz kara v'avdala daviyoda v'shevach. Mash v'ruch mar dagoshem atachonin tonu shevach. Shevach he can't put in shemay atfila. But Bakasha, any Bakasha can put in Shema Tfila. Not just the same Talmud, any Bakasha. Halavach, if it's not Shevach, Pshita Shiaz can put in Shema Tfila. The Havya Bracha Kolel. Shema Tfila is a Bracha Kolel. Why shouldn't you be able to put the other Brachas in the Shema Tfila? V'chein nira mi divrei hatosfus, he says. Dav choftez divrei maslov m'mei shiyochom. He says he thinks it's Mestaber from Tosfus. Well, what's Mestaber from Tosfus? Because Tosfus says that Gvuras Geshamim Havdalah that you can't put in Shema Tfila. But any other Bakasha, someone who has a Chola Besoch Beso, or Tzorech Sadeo Lemayim, right? If he has some kind of Bakasha that you can put in Shema Tfila. Any Bakasha you can put in Shema Tfila. So after Pichadosh, it sounds like any Bakasha. What's the Raya that Tosas gives that you can put any Bakasha in Shema Tfila? What's his Raya? What's Tosas Raya that you can put any Bakasha in Shema Tfila? Help me now. Before that, what's his raya that you could put any bakosh in Shema Tfila? V'sein Talamata. His raya is from V'sein Talamata. Avlas Karav Avdol Ushar Shvachim Osir She'ena Me'en Shema Tfila. Shol Adam Tzorcha B'Shema Tfila V'davka Tzorcha Don't Sheyesh L'chol B'Sol Peso She Tzorcha Sadeh Mayim Du Me'en Tfila B'chein She'ela. Two words. B'chein she'ela. Tosva says, she'ela b'vechas ha'shanu, you can put in Shema Tfila, so why not any other bakasha? V'ruz gishamim havdala shvachim. Shvachim we don't put in Shema Tfila. Shvachim we don't put in Shema Tfila. against the Rabbanit Tzarfas, right? Against those other shitas that said you do. Okay, not for now, right? Shvachim, we don't put in Shomei Tefillah. And the Rambam agrees. Noah's Rambam agrees. Don't put Shvachim. The Gvurz Kishon, we can't put in Shomei Tefillah. Havdalah, the Rambam says different. Havdalah is Bakosh, remember? His Raya is from She'elah. So says the Pri Chodesh. Says the Pri Chodesh. If Tosus brings a Raya from Vesein Talamata, you can put Vesein Talamata in Shomei Tefillah. So why couldn't you put any of the brachas and tzelios into Shomei Tefillah? Because the same talamata is the same as any of the brachas. If you miss an ikar of any of the brachas and tzelios, you can put them in Shomei Tefillah because it's the same as the same talamata. So I ask you, does the Pri Chodesh hold the same talamata as part of the ikar matbeah habracha of the Shmona Esrei or not? Is it just as Karshu was shaking his head? Right, exactly. Why? Why?
Because he's equating
it to an ikar bracha. Right, she was looking at me like why, when you fell from the moon? It's obvious. It's obvious. You know, I don't have to shake my head for you to know that. It's obvious. If you're telling me that you can put an ikar bracha, atachonin, slachlon, put an ikar bracha in Shemet Fila, and the raya is from Tosus, because Tosus says you can put the same talamata in Shemet Fila, so clearly the prechadish is assuming the same talamata is an ikar bracha. Because if it weren't an ikar bracha, so what's the raya? You can put a hazkar in Shemet Fila, but who says you can put the ikar bracha? But Azkara, you could put another bakasha, your personal bakasha, bakasha brachola, bakasha for your parnasa. Okay, that you can put in. But an ikar bracha the Shmona Esrei, and what's the raya? Who says you can do that? The fact that the Pri Chodesh says Artosis is a raya that you can put even an ikar bracha of the Shmona Esrei of the brachas and tzelios in Shomei Tefillah, that proves that he's assuming Vesein Talmata is an ikar part of the matbeah habracha of Tefillah. Comes the Pri Megadim and he argues with the Pri Chodesh. The Prima Gadam says, I don't see the Raya. He quotes the Pri Chodesh, the Raya mitos brachos kaptes, v'ani ha'oni ein ro misham Raya. Ani ha'oni, the Prima Gadam says, I, the poor one. If he's the poor one, I can only imagine what I am. Right? Ani ha'oni, the Prima Gadam. Well, the Prima Gadam. He wrote Sfarim and Sfarim. And he says, look, I can't compare to the Pri Chodesh. Another. Okay. He says, I don't see a riot. The Vade Talumat, the Chadama, Shem Becholzman, Velo Minusach Habracha, Rak Sheila, Ishachach, Omer Beshmet Fila, Bikolelas, Lekach Nitkina, Mashen came, Bebracha Shleima. What does he say? He says, Vesein Talumat is different than an Ikabracha. Why? Read him carefully. He says, Shein Becholzman, right? Number one, it's Shein Becholzman. We don't say Vesein Talumat a whole year, it's only half the year. Right? You most have a Shah, we say Vesein Talumat. But it's only part of the time. And it's not really a nusach habracha, meaning it's not a bracha b'fnei atzmo, it's just she'ela. It's like a little, just like putting in a little bit of an extra. Not the minig of the Sfaradim, right? But he's saying it's just she'ela, it's not minusach habracha. It's not really the bracha, it's just an addition. It's a tosefes on the bracha. He has two rayas why it's not part of the ikar tefillah. First of all, it's not mentioned all the time. Right? So why should that be a part of the Ikar Tefillah? So you would say, Yalav Yavo also is not mentioned every day. No, but the point is, it's relevant the whole year, as long as you have a special Zman, right? If it's Rosh Chodesh, or if it's Yom Tov, it's relevant the whole year. But Santa Lamat is not relevant the whole year. So, and besides, it's not even the whole bracha, it's just the She'ela Ba'alma. So Dr. Prima Gadin, Tosa says you can put a She'ela Ba'alma, put your own bakasha in there, but an ikar bracha the Shemana Esrei, that you can't put in. That doesn't make any sense. The Prima Gadim seems to assume the same talamata is just a Hazkara Ba'alma. The Pri Chodesh seems to assume that it's an ikar part of the Matbeah Bracha. So you see this in Machlokas Achronim. Reb Chaim assumes as a Davar Pashut that it's part of the ikar Matbeah Bracha, like the Pri Chodesh. The Prima Gadim argues with that. Ratzipas Frank points out that the Magen Avraham also argues with them. And he assumes it's the regular Machlokas Rishonim. You see, the way the Prima Gadim presents it is it's not part of the Matbeah Bracha. The Magen Avraham doesn't say that. The Magen Avraham says it's the same Machlokas Rabbeinu Yehuda and the Chachmei Provence. Whether all Hazkaras that we have, are they just called the Hazkara Ba'alma, or are they part of the Ikar Bracha? It's the same Machlokas Rishonim. According to the Prima Gadim, it's just Hazkara Ba'alma. According to the Magen Avraham, it's a Machlokas HaRishonim, the same Machlokas you have in Yalav Yavo, you have in the Saint Talamat. This is all just a Hakdama to Josh. But when Josh made his comment yesterday, he had all this in mind. He did, because the details, we filled in the detail, but this is what he was talking about. Right? V'sein talamata. What is v'sein talamata? Is it part of the matbea tefillah, or is it not part of the matbea tefillah? So Josh wanted to say that if v'sein talamata is just a hazkara ba'alma, so just plug it in. Plug it in. Like the Prima Gadim, right? Like the Rabbeinu Yehuda, Lefi the Magen Avram, right? Just plug it into whatever sheet it is. If v'sein talamata is just a hazkara ba'alma, then we understand why, if you remember v'sein talamata after Shema Tefillah, just go back to Shema Tefillah. Because Shema Tefillah and Baruch Aleinu really are equal. Right? They're equal. Baruch Aleinu is not the makom for the V'sein Talamata. Shema Tefillah is just as much the makom. Okay, Baruch Aleinu is a little bit more specific. Shkoyach. But so what? Shema Tefillah is just as relevant. It's as relevant a place. Why is it as relevant a place? Because if the V'sein Talamata is just as karba alma, mean, if the V'sein Talamata is weak, it's not part of the Ikar Matbea HaTefillah. It's a week, it's a Hazkara. I mean, don't get me wrong, it's important, okay, it's Choshev. But it's just Hazkara Ba'alma. The weakness of the same Talamata determines that both Baruch Aleinu and Shema Tefillah are equal. Because why do I say the same Talamata in Baruch Aleinu? Well, what's the reason to say it in Berachas Hashanah? Because we don't want to just say a Hazkara Ba'alma, we want to say it in the context of the Shemona Esrei. We don't want to say Yalav Yavu Stam, because I'll say it in the context of Shemona Esrei. So Baruch Aleinu is a context. It's the context of Shemona Esrei. Okay, it's a specific context. It's the best context. But it's just the context of the Shemona Esrei. The point of saying it in Berachas Hashanah is just to get the context. Shemona Tefillah is also part of Shemona Esrei. It's also part of Tefillah. It's also a context of Tefillah. So if the same Talmud Matar is just the Hazkara Ba'alma, it's not part of the Ikar Tefillah, then it doesn't need a specific makom. It just needs to be in the Shemona Esrei. So then Shema Tefillah and Baruch Aleinu are really equal. They're equal. That could be what the Rabbani Tzarfas are thinking. What the Bali Tos are thinking. If you forget the Santa Matin, you only remember after Shema Tefillah, just go back to Shema Tefillah. Aye, but Tom Bazoo Bazoo, you made a mistake. Shema Tefillah is only a makom for Tashlumin. No, that's not the pshat. Shema Tefillah is not a makom for Tashlumin. Shema Tefillah is an ikar makom for the Santa Lamata. Maybe it's not as perfect an ikar makom as Baruch Aleinu, but really, for our purposes, it's really just as good because it's the context of Shemona Esrei. And V'sein Talamata has to be said in the context of Shemona Esrei. You don't want to say V'sein Talamata in I don't know, Tka B'Shofar. That's out of context, right? That's just silly, right? Doesn't make any sense. But if it's a bracha that makes sense in the context of Shemona Esrei, so they're both equal. So they're both equal. Why go back to Baruch Aleinu? Just put it into Shemona Esrei. Okay, this is the first approach that we can suggest to explain Rabbanit Tzarfas and the Bali Tosfos. Yes, Josh.
Another nafkamina similar to this last one could also be in the case where you forget to say the Tein Talamatar and you haven't gotten up to Shemei Tefillah yet. You might have thought, like other brachot, you go back immediately and fix it. But we say, no, you dafka have to wait until Shemei Tefillah.
Right, but the problem is everyone... But does everyone agree to that? How's that a nafkamina? That's not going to be a difference. Everyone agrees to that. So,
if you hold that it's a really tashlumen... And really, unless you, if you're, right there, maybe you should go back and fix it.
Only if you're still in Baruch Aleinu. But once you passed it, why should you go back to Baruch Aleinu?
Well, with other brachot, do we say, let's say, if you forget a couple words in a tachonim, you'd have to go back and fix a tachonim even after you messed up and finished the bracha?
That's a machlokes to Pri Chodesh and the Pri Megadim.
Yeah, I think it's along the same
lines. Right? Why? No, if you miss an ikar part of another bracha, so then it depends, right? Can you be mashlim in Shema Tefillah? Anything you could not be mashlim in Shema Tefillah, once you finish the bracha, wait until Shema Tefillah. Right? Anything that you can't be mashlim in Shema Tefillah, you got to go back because you have to start all over again. So you might as well just go back before you finish the Shemona Esrei. Right? Isn't that what the halacha is going to be, Sim?
The more we say that Saint Talmudar is only a haskara, why can't we just put it? If you miss the boat of Shema Tefillah, why can't you just say it at the end of Shemona Esrei?
No, because it's part of the bakoshes. It's not your personal bakosha. It's a bakosha for everyone. So you got to put it in the brachos and tzoyos. No, that we're not going to give in. You got to put it in the brachos and tzoyos, so at least go back to Shema Tefillah, yes.
If you hold that Taldo is a part of the Tefillah, how are they going to say that you can say it even from Mishma Tefillah, you can go back to Mishma Tefillah. That approach only works if you hold Saskara.
Yeah, that's the perfect segue to the next part of the Shia. So far we have what? So far we have that the Rambam and the Yesh Apir Shu. Okay, sure, before we go on, yes.
According to the Pre-Chadash, wouldn't that be the reason why you could go back? Because
according to the Pre-Chadash, who said, the Pre-Chadash said it's part of the Ikar Matbeah HaBrach of
Tehillim. If I could say, after Chayin and Shemayat Field, and even if it's an Ikar Matbeah HaBrach, even after, I would still be able to say it.
But the Pre-Chadash is only talking about that you remember before you got to Shemayat Tefillah. Would he say that if you remember only after Shemayat Tefillah, just go back to Shemayat Tefillah? He would. Why not?
Why not?
You said that was a spur to go back to Baruch HaLeh. Talmater, because everything is an Ikar Bracha and should go back to...
Okay, hold your point. Okay, I want to say something, and maybe we'll get back to your point in a second. What's the other way to look at this? Nochama, let's back up. We had the Yesh Apir Shu and the Rambam who say that if you forget to say the same Talmud until after Shemayat Tefillah, go back to Birchas Hashanah. What's the pshat? So we explain with the Ritvayin Tainis that the ability to say the same Talmud and Shemayat Tefillah is only a tashlumi. So tabazu, then you have to go back to the original place. Go back to Mokom Shato. What's the response that the Rabbanit Tzarfas and Tosas are going to say? That no, Shemayat Tefillah is not just a tashlumin; it's an acceptable makom. It's an acceptable makom for the Sein Talmata. So just like you can say it prospectively, if you forgot the Sein Talmata before Shemayat Tefillah, you can say Shemayat Tefillah. If you forgot it till after Shemayat Tefillah, you can just go back to Shemayat Tefillah because it's an acceptable place. Why? Why is it an acceptable makom? So the first approach was Josh's approach, that maybe the Sein Talmata is just a haskara ba'alma. So I just have to say it in the context of the Shemona Esrei. So both Baruch Aleinu and Shemayat Tefillah are acceptable contexts of the Shemona Esrei. It's not out of context. It's not Tekava Shofar. It's not Slach Lanu. It's an acceptable context that makes sense. So either one is just as good. So that's why I can go back to Shemayat Tefillah. That's one way to look at it. That's what I meant when I said before that the Sein Talmata is weak. Its weakness makes it better. Since it's only a Haskar Ba'alma, you can put it anywhere that's relevant in the Shemona Esrei. The other way to look at it is no. The Sein Talmata really is part of the Ikar Matbeah HaBrach of Baruch Aleinu. It's an Ikar Matbeah HaBrach. But Chazal were misaking that once you miss the Sein Talmata in Baruch Aleinu, now there's a new makom to say the Sein Talmata. It's a new makom. There are two makomos. It's part of the Ikar Matbeah HaBrach of Tefillah, but the halacha that if you miss She'el HaBrich Zashanim, the Idkar Kodem Shemayat Tefillah, you mention it in Shemayat Tefillah, it's not Tashlumin. It's that Chazal say that if you miss it in Baruch Aleinu, now there's a new Makom for the Sein Talmata. It's Makom number two. It's not Tashlumin, it's Makom number two. So if it's Makom number two, the strength of Shemayat Tefillah, now if we say there's like a new Takonis Chazal, so to speak, that if you miss it in Baruch Aleinu, now there's a new Makom for the Sein Talmata, so then if you remember only after Shemayat Tefillah, why go back to Baruch Aleinu? There's a new Makom. The strength of Shomea Tefillah allows me to go back to Shomea Tefillah. I don't have to go back to Baruch Aleinu. I could have, but why? And it's unnecessary. Right? If it's unnecessary, it's also it's a Brachal Batala. Right? Once I have a new Makom, if I have a second Makom, then there's no reason to go back to Baruch Aleinu. So even if the Sein Talmata is very strong, it's not just the Haskar Ba'am, it's part of the Ikar Matbeah Bracha. It's part of the Matbeah Bracha of Baruch Aleinu, but if I forget it in Baruch Aleinu, now Chazal have a takana that it's part of Matbeah Bracha of Shemayat Tefillah. I can mention it there. So then even if I forget it until after Shemayat Tefillah, why go back to Baruch Aleinu? Just go back to Shemayat Tefillah. Both of these approaches, I believe, are alluded to by the Ran in Tainus. Let's see this Ran together. Ran is on page 2 in the Makoros. What does he say? He say, "Avol b'Yerushalmi mefurish k'divrei Hagaon Zal sheshalu al zeh laheichon uchozer v'yasku ad kahu da'amar Reb Shimon bar Abba b'shem Reb Yochanan da'amar b'Rosh Chodesh shemokar raglav chozer lechatchila uchozer litchila, go back to the beginning v'mlav chozer lavoda v'achanami mokar raglav chozer lechatchila v'mlav chozer l'shomet tefila." So the Gaon wanted to say, not the Vilna Gaon. Right, the Gaon, one of the Gaonim, wanted to say that you go back to Shomea Tefillah, Mlav chozel l'shamei tefila. V'lo domi l'may darminan b'avdala b'tah b'zu b'zu d'chozel l'rosh. Says the Ran, don't say, he's addressing the Ritva. Don't say it's like Abdullah and Tov Zuzu Chozel Rosh that you should, if you forgot until after Shema Tefillah, don't go back to Shema Tefillah, go back to Baruch Hu. Don't say that. He's about to explain why not to say that. Right? Just go back to Shema Tefillah. I'm going with the Rambam, he says. I'm going with the Rambam. So what's the reason? He says, the Shaini Hocha, the Tefillah Choda Milsehi. Hilkach Zesha Toa Bebeiz Mekomos Kozman Shlosiyem Tefillah So Chozel Makom HaSamach Losha Toa. He says, first of all, tefillah chada milsehi. What in the world does that mean? Tefillah is one thing. What does that mean? All tefillah is one thing? What does that mean? It means all of tefillah is a context for the same talamata. I think he's saying that the same talamata is just as kar ba'alma. It doesn't have a specific makom in the Shmona Esrei. You got to say it in the context of the Shmona Esrei. But all of Shmona Esrei is a makom for... It's kula chada milsehi. It's all the same. It's all just as good. So why go back to Baruch Hu? Just go back to Shomei Tefillah. Because it's not like the Zayin Talmata has a mokum only in Baruch Hu. Kol HaTefillah Chada Milsehi. I think it's Josh's approach. Ron number one is Josh. Right? Kol HaTefillah Chada Milsehi. I mean, it's all just as good because it's all the context where you can say the Zayin Talmata. It's not like the Zayin Talmata is linked specifically to Baruch Hu. It could go with Shema Tefillah too. So why go back if you forgot only, if you remembered only after Shema Tefillah? Why go back to Baruch Hu and just say to Shema Tefillah? The Tefillah Chada Milsehi, Hilko Zesh Atav Beis Mekomos Kozman Shlosiyem Tefillah So Chozel Makom HaSamach Losha Tavo. Ve'od, but Nocha Teret says the Ran, Ve'od, the Kevan Lo Hizke Shedah B'Nichas HaShonim, Kfar Nischayev La'omra B'Shomea Tefillah. Let me repeat that. The kevan lo hizke shela bevirchas hashanim kfar nischayev lo omra b'shomea tefila. Vos mentos. Kfar nischayev lo omra b'shomea tefila. You missed it in Baruch Hu, so what happens now? Nuchiv. Numakot. Shomea tefila. Right? That's the second idea. Kevan shlo hizke kfar nischayev lo omra b'shomea tefila. The kevan lo omra b'shomea tefila. Hareo kamish shatoa b'shomea tefila. Ta'a yachzo lemakom shatoa. What's the makom shatoa? So we keep on thinking the makom shatah is Baruch Aleinu. No, it says the Ran in the second day. The new makom shatah is Shomei Tefillah. Because nischayev la'omer v'shomei Tefillah. It's like a takana that becomes the makom of the same talumata. If that's the makom, then tah b'shomei Tefillah, you go back to Shomei Tefillah. Okay, this is, I think, the framework, the understanding, Machlokas HaRishon. That Nochambo, the Rambam is learning that the same Talumata is part of the Ikim Atbei Abrocha Baruch Aleinu. It's just as the Ritva says that you have the opportunity for Tashlumin and Shema Tefillah, but Tov Bezu Bezu, Yechoz Lerosh, you have to go back to Makom Shetah. And the Rabbanei Tzorfas and Tosfos argue, and they hold that either the same Talumata is just a Hazkara Ba'alma, so if it's just a Hazkara Ba'alma, then really Shema Tefillah is equal to Baruch Aleinu. Kol HaTefillah Chodah Milsehi. Right? So if you forget in Shema Tefillah, just go back to a relevant part of Shemona Esrei. Shema Tefillah is just as relevant. Or no, maybe B'Sayin Talmata is a very powerful thing. It is part of the Ikam Abei Abracha of Baruch Aleinu, but once you miss it in Baruch Aleinu, now there's a new makom for B'Sayin Talmata. So if there's a new makom and you forgot it in that makom, Yavzal Makom Shetah, just go back to Shema Tefillah. I'd just like to add a brief thought to the parasha.